Some political parties have filed their nominations at the Electoral Commission. They are the MPP, UPP, APC and UFP. The EC chairperson, Charlotte Osei, received the forms after going through them and appending her signature. She said the commission is not accepting the filing fees because of the interlocutory injunction filed by the PPP against the commission for the 50,000 cedi fee for the presidential candidates and the 10,000 cedis for the parliamentary candidates. She said the commission will take a final decision on the filing fees after the determination of the case by the court. Deputy Public Relations Officer of the EC, Yusuf Ayuba, said the commission is a law-abiding institution and the decision to suspend the fees is to comply with the legal proceedings brought against it by the PPP. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
You know, it's been a subject of litigation at the court. So we are receiving the nomination form, but we are not accepting the 50,000 bankers' draft.
Okay, I'll have to ask that. Why at this time? I mean, I thought the EC would not bend. You were going ahead with a 50,000 charge.
The commission is a law-abiding institution. If an issue has been taken to court, we need to respect that decision, but we have to go ahead and receive the nomination form so that we can go through make sure that everything that is stated there that they have declared is correct before the nominations would be accepted.
Yes, from our course correspondents, we are getting the feedback that there's no court proceedings, that there has been no court order. They've just filed. That's the PPP.
I am not a lawyer. The commission has taken a decision.
I just wanted to find out what would be the motive for actually taking this kind of decision. Is it because you want to face them or is it just to stall controversy?
We don't want to be seen to be doing something which is against the law. So we must respect the law. We must make sure that we working within the framework of the law. So if that is subject of litigation, we don't want to go into that. We are accepting the form and we will look into the form and we'll take that decision when it becomes necessary.
And with this issue that is coming up right now, what is the EC's anticipation in all of this? Is this going to disrupt the electoral processes?
I cannot say so because if we are duly served, then it means that our lawyers will take it up and the commission would know exactly the way forward what the commission would do. You know, when they bring their nomination form, would go through the nomination form to be sure that everything that is stated in the nomination forms and the declaration is provided to it. Then if we are satisfied with it, then we would accept their nomination and they can become candidates.
Yusuf Ayuba is the Deputy Public Relations Officer of